Garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates, eating people, dead people coming back to life, people turning into weeds, for Christ's sake. I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it to you? All that horror crap? Shit, we're live. Hello and welcome to DWN Productions THC podcast, sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts at boygob.com, and now streaming on Facebook and YouTube. Hey, you're not Joe. What the fuck?
No, I'm his temporary replacement for the night.
I guess polls don't fucking matter, huh?
Yeah, I guess not. I mean, look
Jesus
at the election.
Christ. We're having recounts everywhere, huh?
Yep, you just got Biden.
Yeah, it was fucked up. Like, if you guys watched or listened last week, you know, Joe was under the weather, as they say. And he went to the doctor, and they said he had a respiratory infection. But it wasn't the coronavirus, but to treat it like it was.
Correct.
So, I'm hearing myself back in your thing. If you got some headphones on, you might want to put those in. But he said he tried to talk and it wasn't going to happen. He was just coughing and coughing and coughing. And right now, I think he might be laying in one. A coffin, that is. But Jose, sorry, Mr. Jose, speedy recovery, my friend. And I can't wait until you come back, because this is going to be a very terrible, terrible episode. Anyways, what are we looking at? What are we looking at today? Well, not much. Trying to think of what happened this week. Started production on the 2.0s for the Forever Faces for A La Zulu. So I got a bunch of those done. Going to have a bunch more. And then moving on to the fucking next. I guess. I don't know. Really didn't do much of shit this fucking week besides working and shit. I don't know. It was a pretty fucking boring week. It's funny. The first time that we fucking do this live on YouTube, Joe is nowhere to be found. You know who else is nowhere to be found? The audience, because no one is watching, and no one will ever watch. Anyways, The Cellar, that's a movie I watched this past week. This was a Vinegar Syndrome release. It was, it's okay. It's a PG-13 horror movie about a monster in a cellar. I guess original Americans create a monster. I couldn't think of the word. What a fucking dildo. Original Americans create a monster to kill the white man for all the atrocities they brought upon their people. Plot twist, it kills original Americans as well. So it was all right. I was kind of surprised to find out that it was PG-13, because there was some gore in there. But it was okay. I definitely wouldn't suggest playing the MSRP that Vinegar Syndrome is putting on that. I think it was maybe $27.99 or something. That's a bit much. Maybe get it at the halfway sale or something, but I don't really think this is a movie you have to get on Blu-ray or anything. Maybe just watch once or twice, and I think you'll be good. Lou Perryman, or Lou Perry, whatever the hell he's credited at, whatever the hell he's credited as on whichever movie. He's in it. He's the dude who played LG from Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. He was pretty good in it. I like seeing him and shit, even though this movie and Chainsaw 2 is the only fucking two I could think of that he's been in. But it was all right. It's another one of these movies where it's like the main focus is the kid, and you're kind of playing the story out with the kid and shit. Kids say, oh, there's a monster, and the fucking no one believes him because, oh, it's a monster. Shut up, you stupid fuck. But it was okay. Not worth the price, but it was okay. Worth a watch. Kyle, are you there?
Yeah, are you still echoing in it? Can you still hear yourself back?
I think we're okay now.
All right, cool. This is how I used to do it back in the early days of the podcast, wearing a headset, so I guess that's how we'll do it now.
Like 1992?
No, I mean like 2 years ago.
Oh, back in the day, I see.
Yeah.
Your back in the day isn't as back in the day as my back in the day is, and nowhere near what Joe's back in the day is.
Right, I just meant like we used to do Google Hangouts for the podcast and shit, so it's a little different.
So by Google, you mean the actual service?
Yeah, Hangouts.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know if it was one of your things you're whacking off on the internet for guys to watch and then pay you.
You know, so you gotta make money somehow sometimes.
Yeah, I guess. If that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. It's your body, dog.
I'm retired.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
How about you eat that microphone?
Well, I don't know. You said it was quiet before. I don't know.
Eat the microphone. Bring it to you. Eat it. No, and then talk. I'm saying talk into the microphone. Bring it close. And
how does that sound?
A lot better.
All right. There we go.
That's what I'm saying. Eat it. Bring it closer.
All right. Ain't no shame.
No, it's not. I mean, that's what it's there for.
Right.
So did you watch anything this week? I just talked about a mediocre monster movie called The Cellar.
I watched Satan's Little Helper before this. I did watch that. I watch a lot of anime, sir. You probably don't want to hear about that.
Fuck no.
So we can save it and talk about Satan's Little Helper if you want.
Is that the only other thing that you've watched besides that in anime?
Yeah, me and my wife are watching a series called Black Clover right now, so I've been watching a lot of that.
You mean African-American clover?
No, I mean like a literal black four-leaf clover.
So African-American clover.
Yes.
This isn't a podcast of hate, sir. Sorry, no, I mean person. I don't want to assume shit. So, I said, hey, Kyle, you want to come on the pod crap? Joe's dying of the deadly Mutaba virus.
Right.
He went to fucking Gerbils, Patrick Swayze's pet store, and got bit by a monkey. So right. Now he's fucking laying in bed, trying to stay alive, slowly dying of the Mutaba virus.
That sounds brutal.
Yeah, it's not good. Not good at all. But hopefully he'll be back next week.
Right.
Even though there's like 100% mortality rate.
Right. one can still only hope.
Yeah, and I mean, I joke and everything, but he is a man of a certain age.
Right, right.
Right, right. He's a grandfather. I understand.
you know, and old people aren't as, their immune systems aren't as strong, so.
Well elderly soon, Americans.
Elderly Americans. Get well soon, Joe.
Rest in empowerment, bud.
Yep.
Hey, you're a wrestling guy.
Yeah.
You ever whack off to New Jack, or you ever pay you to whack off or whatever?
No, but I do enjoy his more controversial matches. The one with
name three that weren't the Mass Transit one, the one with fucking Vic Grimes, I think, and the one where he stabbed that guy in Florida.
Those are literally the two that I'm thinking of, so you got me there. I won't claim to be a huge New Jack fan, but a lot of people liked him, and it was cool that ICP had him in Backyard Wrestling too. And they say he did a lot for the business, so RIP, man.
Who says that?
A lot of people on Facebook today.
Oh, yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, today no one really gives a fuck.
I saw a couple. I really only saw one or two. Oh, I'm late to the party posts, but yeah, you're right. It was mostly yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, he was entertaining. A good character, but I don't. That his kayfabe kind of blurred shit, and you don't live the gimmick, brother, as they say.
Seemed a little dangerous to get in the ring with him.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to tell if he played everything up and he really was remorseful for that shit. Or maybe he really just was a fucking drug-addicted maniac.
Honestly, I think it's a good 50-50 shot on that one, my friend.
That's what I'm saying. We don't know.
Very true.
So he did entertain me. I just don't know how much about the person you could take. He was like, yeah, I just stab motherfuckers. I don't give a shit. She's like, well, shit, man. You probably should care a little bit. Otherwise, you're like, what did they call? Oh, yeah, monsters.
Yes. And not the fun kind like Kane or Undertaker, the real kind.
Mm. The real kind. You're a fucking racist, Kyle, and I don't like it.
What?
So let's move on.
I don't understand.
So I say, hey, Kyle, pick a movie to watch, and we'll talk about a movie.
Yeah.
And you said, hey, Tom, have you ever seen Satan's Little Helper? And I didn't respond to that message. I just said, cool, that's what we'll watch. Do you know why?
Why?
Because I have seen it when it first came out.
Oh, man. I was, like, probably not even 15 yet before that movie came out. I was
sorry
born
to hear that, young man.
I was
man.
Born in 92, sir. I didn't watch that until, like, last year.
You were what? You were born in 92 and you didn't watch Satan's Little Helper till last year?
Yep.
And you liked it?
A lot. That's the third or fourth time I've seen it, Tom.
It's the second time I've seen it, and it will be the last.
I will say, watching it back, there's some things I noticed that were kind of dumb from the first time I watched it. I won't say it doesn't hold up, but me and the wife were just thinking about some things like, no, why the fuck would you act like that in that situation?
Or why would just any of the people in this movie act at all, because they couldn't.
Yeah, it was
the acting
greatest.
In this movie is fucking awful. Like that little kid, I know he was just a little kid, but what the fuck? Did they purposely find the worst fucking child actor they could?
Yeah, Tori asked me if the child was special at the end of the movie.
What do you mean special? All children are special in the eyes of the Lord.
A word I don't want to say.
What word?
Okay, we'll say the politically correct. Mentally challenged.
Oh, I think you meant to say deficient.
Mentally deficient, there you go.
So what does that mean?
I don't know. She might have been being hateful, I don't know.
Can't believe you, Kyle. So you have a vagina in your pants?
What?
Mm-hmm. I see.
But to my point of the thing that stuck out to me most was, you know the scene where they go to the castle to hang out at this party with all the other adults, and she shows up as a fucking Chiquita banana, but for some reason she's fucking saran wrapped, and nobody thinks that's weird, and when she hurts herself, people just point and laugh all mean-spiritedly. Nobody once thought that she was in trouble. Not once.
It's just a party, man. She's drinking, getting wild.
Yeah, wild and tapped up, or taped up like she can't breathe. Don't make much sense to me, Tom.
Yeah, I'm not sure what this movie is. I don't know if it's a very, very bad horror movie. Like, they were just trying to make this low-budget horror movie. Or if this is a faith-based movie that's, like, hidden as a horror movie. Like, oh, gotcha. Now we're about to teach you about Christ.
Like Bible Man type shit, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, that's possible because if you think about it, The Passion of the Christ is also rated R.
Yeah, I don't know if this was rated R.
According to Vudu, it was.
Okay, because the copy that I watched on YouTube,
okay,
the swear words were edited out.
Oh, they definitely said fuck a few times in the version that I watched.
Okay, then I don't know why the fuck somebody took the time to fucking edit out the swear words. On Satan's Little Helper, but someone did.
That's a little weird.
Holy shit. Okay. What an asshole.
I mean, people are getting murdered. People and cats are getting murdered on screen, and you're worried about the word fuck?
I don't think I've seen any on-screen kills.
Weird. There's lots of death in this version.
Yeah, but what I saw, it was like all kind of off screen.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess really the only kill is Alex at the end, on screen. When the mom and daughter accidentally kill her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Which was really a dumb scene, because I'm looking at Tori like, he's already incapacitated, nailed to the wall. Wouldn't you just lift up the mask and see? Like, I get you're scared, but...
This is a very dumb and incompetently made movie.
See, here's a reason why I kind of like it. And the reason, it's like, when I look this movie up, a lot of people refer to it as a comedy horror film. A lot of people apparently do not take this movie seriously, which I don't really think you're supposed to. There's a lot of comic relief for this to be a serious movie.
Yeah, I can get people liking it as one of those it's so bad it's good movies, but I don't think it has enough there to be one of those, say something like a Ben and Arthur or a Miami Connection, something like that. The acting's really bad, especially that kid, and he's the main fucking the star, and he's awful. I know it's horrible to say that about a kid. But this is, I know there's a section of people who like this movie, but I just can't get behind it at all.
I will say I was dying, though, with the shopping cart scene, where he's just running over all the people, yelling out point values and shit. That's like one of the scenes that tips it more towards horror comedy for me. Like, there's no way they're being serious here.
Yeah, but then you got the acting of a mentally deficient child saying these things. Right. So it's just like, all right, am I laughing at a fucking retarded person or what? It's like, what are you guys trying to do here, really?
I mean, Tori had that same thought at the end of the movie, so I think you're probably not far off.
It didn't hold up.
I will admit it right here. It didn't hold up. It wasn't terrible. I still enjoyed it. Don't get me wrong, but I don't know if I think it might have been some nostalgia or rose-colored glasses with that movie.
Motherfucker, you just watched it a year ago. How are you gonna say nostalgia?
Okay, at least I thought I liked it more than I did. Let's put it that way.
I want to apologize because that's what happens a lot on this show. We were saying, oh, shit, you remember this movie? Let's go back and watch.
It kind of made me laugh thinking about it after I watched it because Joe's usually the one that's like, yeah, man, didn't hold up. Fucking sucked.
Yeah, a lot of it doesn't. But I fucking hated this movie when it first came out. I hate it a little less now just because I can see how some people will like it for that so bad it's good. But it's really just the acting and stupid decisions the characters make.
Right. And then, like, the biggest what the fuck moment for me was at the end. When the cop comes in and he's clearly wearing a mask and he's not saying anything, which is what the guy that just tried to kill them did. So I don't know why they trusted this random police officer when the rest of the cops in town are fucking murdered and they're waiting on a helicopter from an out of city police department to save them.
So your biggest what the fuck moment isn't when Jesus showed up?
No.
Yeah, I forgot all about that shit. Then old Jesus showed up, and I was like, what the fuck? I don't even think we talked about what this movie was about. Why don't you tell us what this your favorite movie was about, Kyle?
So, Satan's Little Helper is about a boy, a mom, and a daughter. The daughter comes home to spend Halloween with her brother. They often do, to go trick-or-treating. Well, she brings her boyfriend home, and this random man shows up. After this kid's been playing this game called Satan's Little Helper, his dad bought him. And this kid literally thinks Satan is taking him trick-or-treating, and they start killing people. What?
It's just fucking stupid, and the game sucks.
Yeah,
it's just shit. I'm shaking my head because it fucking sucks.
At least in Stay Alive, the game actually looked alright.
Yeah, this was...
I get it. The more I say it back and recall the plot of the movie, I'm like, wow, this is pretty convoluted.
And he like, and then at the end, he fucking kneels down. Oh, God, I didn't know. It was really the devil. Will you please come down and help me? And then, you know, Jesus knocks on the door.
It's still the same guy.
And then he kept calling him God, but he said Jesus. Oh, it was God, the blood of God, but he looks like Jesus.
The Trinity.
Kid knows it's two different beings then.
So right. Right.
I don't know, man.
Inconsistencies in the script, for sure.
Like, the kid might be retarded, and this was just a cruel joke by the producers.
Right.
Like, the mom of the kid... She fucked somebody over or something somewhere, and they were like, hey, we'll show her. We'll put her fucking kid in a movie and have fat idiots on the internet laugh at him.
Well, my thought was, why did the guy shoot himself in the hand and then hand him the gun?
I mean, he should have shot himself in the head because he was in fucking, what's this called? Satan's Little Helper. That's what the fuck he should have done. He should have Brandon Lee'd himself.
I don't know, man. You got me. It's not as good as it used to be. I did still enjoy it, but it's one of those things, like you said, it doesn't always hold up the second time around.
Were you drinking when you watched it?
No.
That might have helped. Next time you decide to watch this in another year when you want a nice hit of nostalgia... Get all liquored up and then watch it.
Sounds good.
Sounds like a fucking party, bud.
I'm doing a little bit of drinking now.
All right. Ah, shit. Your quality just dropped, but that's okay. You ever see 30 Days of Night?
I have not. What is that?
Well, I'm going to assume you said you have not. But this is one Joe brings up from time to time is one that he liked. I do not like it. The vampire makeups are very unappealing. like the design of them. Right. They look more, I would think, like cat people than vampires. They got like these really big cheeks that stick out that kind of make their face kind of come down in the, I don't know, and there really wasn't a whole lot of shit happening. You'd think it'd be cool to see like this horror movie with the contrast of the blood on the white snow, but it sucks.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot there. There's an episode of Tales from the Crypt. I forget what it's called, something Sundown or something. I don't know, but it's pretty much the same thing about vampires in Alaska and shit. Definitely watch that over this fucking thing, that's for sure. This one was not awesome.
Was the special effects or the makeups or whatever they used at least somewhat good?
Yeah, I mean, they look fine, but the design sucks.
Okay.
So, I mean, you can have fucking Rick Baker apply what the fuck ever, but if the design sucks, you know?
Right. It's sort of like a tattoo. Like, if the design of it sucks, no matter how good the application is, it's going to suck.
Yeah. But then again, that's fucking objective.
True. You know, which, art. True.
You love Satan's Little Helper, and I didn't care for it.
So. Very true. Very true.
You ever see a movie called Skinned Alive? I'm guessing not.
No. That sounds like another strange one I've never seen.
What in the fuck was that? Oh, probably Lori moving a chair. This was one from the old video store era put out by Tempe Home Entertainment. They did probably their most popular movie would be The Dead Next Door. You ever hear of that one?
Yeah, I've heard of that one.
So same production house.
Okay.
Excuse me?
I said okay. Sorry.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Drink it up there, Kyle. Raining now, I guess. What is this movie about? I guess the original idea, the writer wanted to make a Texas Chainsaw sequel, and it would take place after Chainsaw 2, where Leatherface was blown up, but he survived, but lost his arms and legs. So he was just wiggling around in the brush going, wooga wooga. So he was saying it like he really still believed in that idea to this day, which, I mean, that sounds stupid as fuck. Very fucking dumb. Let's have a Texas Chainsaw movie where Leatherface is essentially a fucking earthworm. Real cool.
Sounds more like a Mad TV skit than a fucking movie.
Yeah. But they've done some pretty fucking terrible shit with the Chainsaw series. Maybe one of these days we'll do that fucking film franchise and be like, oh shit, there's really only 1.5 good movies in this fucking...
See, as a teenager, we watched the first remake. You know the one in the beginning where the girl pulls the revolver out of her vagina and then shoots herself in the head?
Oh, the one where she pulls the gun out of her pussy hole?
Yep.
Her cunt.
Yep.
Got it. Yeah, I remember that one. It's all right with Arlie Ermey.
That one was okay. I mean, as far as reboots go, I don't think that one was terrible because a lot of times when they reboot shit, it ends up being really good or really bad.
Yeah, I like it. I like how they got Matt Stone to play one of the kids in the van. Mm-hmm. That was cool. All right. Anyway, Skinned Alive. Like Crawl Daddy, that is what that idea of Leatherface turned into. And it's a woman with an eye patch who crawls around in the fucking grass shrubbery to scare people And then her incestuous son and daughter go out and like whack them with hammers. And then they skin them alive and make shit out of their skin and stuff. They do this all in a van. It's like a traveling tannery. But their van breaks down. So they stop in a small town and the mechanic says, oh, well, you know, I'll get to it. But well, how long's it going to take? Oh, it could be a minute, but you guys could stay at my house. And then it's all the shit that happens there. I really liked this one when I was in a teenager. Oh my god! When I was a teenager, and in my college years, but more like college year in a couple months. But yeah, it doesn't hold up as well. And I got this new like 2K. 3-4 disc fucking ultra Blu-ray edition, which this movie really doesn't need that. But, it's a fun one if you've never seen it and you want to watch something from the old video store days.
Right.
This is definitely one I'd recommend. I still like it. I just don't like it as much. Rob Zombie must have loved the fucking dialogue in this movie. It's all goddamn you fucking dildo, fucking idiot, bitch.
See, like, I like Rob Zombie's movies a lot, except for Lords of Salem, because that movie sucks.
Yeah, you look like you would.
I mean, yeah.
Can you hold your fingernails up to your camera? Yeah, his Rob Zombie fan.
I'm actually going to see him for the first time in August, or September. He's headlining one of these festivals.
Oh, yeah? Is he cussing rude and scratching his testicles?
I don't know. I've never seen him yet.
Oh. You know, he doesn't talk the way he sings.
Really?
He's one of those guys who changes his voice.
I mean, one could assume that, especially with the newer records where he's talking a little more. Not as much as, like, the Hellbilly Deluxe shit. But the newer stuff's kind of funky, but he talks a little bit more. So I can probably see that as happening. It's definitely... Yeah, it sounds like it could be an inflection. That's for sure.
Yeah. when I was in high school, in what the fuck was it called? The fucking album with Dragula on it?
I believe that's Hellbilly Deluxe.
Yeah, I like that one, but past that, the House of a Thousand Corpses soundtrack's all
right. Right.
But I like House of a Thousand Corpses, and I hate every other movie he made, so I never, ever want to go back and watch House of a Thousand Corpses. So I'm like, oh yeah, this is fucking terrible. Why did I ever like this fucking garbage?
That's actually the flip side for me. The first time I watched House of a Thousand Corpses, I thought it was stupid as fuck. I'm like, well, this ending is terrible. Dr. Satan exists. Who gives a fuck? But then I watched it again on Substances, and then I had a new respect for the movie. The sets in that movie must have taken forever, the way that house was set up, and like the catacombs and shit under the house. And I mean, if what nothing...
What substances were you on? Like dick creams?
Fungi.
Oh, what?
Fun guy.
What's that? Super famous?
No. You know, the kind that grows in the ground, and if you should happen to eat it, there may be some effects.
Are you saying you ate mushrooms?
Yes.
Ah, I see. Yes. I did that once and watched Mrs. Doubtfire. I was highly offended.
Really?
It was a weird movie to fucking... It was just like, man, this really wouldn't get made today. What's going on here?
Yeah, I can see that. That makes sense.
Yeah, it totally fucked my shit up. I forget, we were watching some pay-per-view, and then someone just was like, hey, let's watch Mrs. Doubtfire. And dude, I don't know. I can find any movie pretty quick. Actually, you should have hit me up. I could have got you that fucking Santa's Little Helper or Satan's Little Helper or whatever. You wouldn't have had to pay for shit, now.
That's true. Actually, I did watch something this week other than anime. I watched this weird-ass Ryan Gosling movie called Lars and the Real Girl. It's about this guy. It's about this guy who's a little off, and he had some traumatic shit happen to him when he was a kid, and he doesn't have a girlfriend, but he wants one. So his buddy tells him to order a sex doll off the internet. So he dresses it up and pretends like it's a good Christian woman, and he falls in love with this doll. But the entire town goes along with the joke because they love this guy because he's a sweet, nice guy. And eventually, he gets rid of the doll and heals whatever mental condition was going on. And he gets a real girlfriend, and everybody's happy. And there's, and he doesn't have sex with the doll. It's purely because he wants a girlfriend. It's not. It's weirdly sad but satisfying, but also a great movie.
Yeah, I heard a lot of people talk about this one. I think Joe might have seen it. I think he might have talked about it. But a couple years ago, we had a run where you were just talking about like fuck dolls and shit.
Right.
You should have been there for those times. We watched a documentary about it, and there was like a whole string of shit about people making fuck dolls and fuck robots. Maybe we should bring that back. Joe, if you're watching this, make a note. We got to bring back a fuck doll-a-thon or some shit. It's like there was even a couple movies. I know there was a horror movie where some broad transformed herself to look like a fucking real doll and then went around killing people.
Jesus.
It sucked. Like, it was real bad, don't get me wrong, but
I feel like that could be a cool concept, though, if done well.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of things could, but unfortunately, they're fucking $1,000 horror movies, so...
Right, right.
You're gonna get fucking Satan's Little Helper. And maybe it was made by a church. I don't know. I'm still not convinced that that wasn't, like, a church, evangelical, you know, faith-based project.
It's pretty ballsy of them to say fuck in a Christian movie, though.
I mean, they do. That abortion movie, I'm pretty sure, says it. I watched that one. What the fuck? It just came out a couple years ago. I don't know. You wouldn't remember.
That sounds brutal.
Yeah, I watched a bunch of odd shit.
Hey, man, I got a poster of Fred Vogel back there, so I get it.
What is he, like, naked, rubbing his nips? You just look at that shit when you fall asleep.
It's him with wearing a t-shirt of a picture of himself, and he's covered in blood, but it's black and gray.
Oh.
It was super expensive, too. I don't know why. I paid $40 for that.
Where'd you buy this?
Amazon.
Whatever.
I still like it. Don't get me wrong. It's one of my favorite posters, but it's pretty expensive for a fucking poster.
Yeah, I mean. But that's how much you're willing to pay for pictures of men. So that's just the kind of shit you're into, Kyle, and there's nothing wrong with that.
You got me.
No, I don't. No, sir.
Fair enough, sweet baby Tom.
What else is here? Well, I don't think we've talked about, I should say it a different way. This is the only request Joe had about the fucking episode that we do.
Okay.
He said, hey, man, you didn't talk about the deathbed video in depth. Since Kyle's going to be on there, how about you talk to him about it? So, Kyle, take it away.
You just want me to talk about the set and how everything went and stuff?
Oh, I don't care. This is what Joe wanted.
Well, we got there about 8 or 9 a.m. Everybody's still asleep when I got there. Tom showed me around the set. It was the first time I ever saw it. We started making the props. The boys started showing up one by one. And we worked on it shot for shot. The guys that shot it were super cool. I think the guy's name was Brian.
Brian and Nesto of We Are Media.
Great dudes, awesome to work with. I mean, honestly, it was a lot of fun and it was a lot of work. And it made me laugh every time I'd be on the other side of the room, and I'd hear Tom go, "Kyle, where the fuck are you?" I'd be like, "Right here, sir." That was one of my favorite parts of the shoot. But honestly, man, it felt like we accomplished a lot in a short amount of time, and it was really cool watching it back and picturing where I was and what I was doing during that scene. I thought that was really interesting. It was definitely a different perspective of watching a music video than you normally get.
For sure, because you knew everything, what it was and all that. Yeah, you definitely busted your ass, and it would be a lot harder on me if you weren't there, so I appreciate that shit for sure.
I appreciate you saying that. I had a blast, and I was hoping we could at least get some cool shit done, and we did.
Yeah, I'm just, my big thing is, they hit us with that fucking 18 shit.
Right, right.
Which, that right there is just going to stop lazy people from watching it. So that sucks.
Right, but at the same time, I kind of understand it because of the first scene.
Yeah, I was told it was because of the gun violence.
Right, right.
Which I sort of, kind of understand, but then you got some silly fake head and a fucking guy flipping you off and shit.
Right. I don't know. I feel like the middle finger takes a little bit of the seriousness of it out. And I mean, it gives it a little bit, it makes it a little more fun. It's like not as brutal, like, oh, I just watched some guy fucking off himself. There's at least a little bit of humor to it, some comic relief, if you will.
Yeah, it's definitely not a down and dirty horror sleazy. It's just like a fun tee hee kind of horror thing. You get what I'm saying? It's not right. Yeah.
Honestly, I don't think anything in that video would be overtly offensive to, like, someone who's not, like, a Zooligan. Like, I mean, there's nothing really terrible in the video, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, it was all kind of done in a goofy, cool kind of way, not a realistic, shocking, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. Right. I just, I mean, it is what it is. I'm just like, come on.
And if you've ever met the boys, I don't think that's surprising.
Who?
Like, if you've ever met, like, the boys, like Bill, Joe, and Lee.
I haven't.
I don't think, God damn it. I meant everybody else, Tom, not you specifically. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Pardon my phrasing. I need another beer.
All right. Well, he goes and gets another beer. I'm going to tell you to head on over to fastcustomshirts.com. They got fucking t-shirts. And they got... Wait, did you already get it?
I have a mini fridge right there, yeah.
Oh, shit. Well, anyway, still head on over to fastcustomshirts.com. Wait a minute. That's still not a beer. You're still drinking that fruit juice.
Actually, this is a beer. This is actually not cider, guys. This is actually Rheingeist.
Oh, all right. Right. It has an apple on it.
That's their logo.
It's an apple.
It's an ale. Says right
is
on
it.
There.
What is it? A fucking juiced ale?
apple, mango, and tangerine.
Fruit juice, like I said. Yeah, goddamn Big Mo over here. Son of a bitch.
Hell yeah. I mean, at least I'm doing a little drinking.
But yeah, I think I kind of goof on you a little bit when I talked to Luke. I can't remember. But you did do a good job, and I appreciate it.
I appreciate that, too. Yeah, I was curious to see how that comes together, because he interviewed me, and then he said he was going to go interview you.
Yeah, I just didn't want to do it, because I'd probably just be yelling over you, like, oh, fuck you, Kyle, little mo boy.
He said he didn't want you didn't want to influence my answers, either.
Yeah, well, right on. Yeah, I mean, he was just, hey, can you come out? I was like, no, I'd rather you just interview him separately, because I know I just yell at you, fuck you, good boy.
As one would expect, you know?
Yeah, so. You know, I was trying to be polite about it.
I would have been fine either way. But I appreciate that. It was a fun interview with Luke, and I hope yours turned out good, too.
No, it didn't.
I don't know.
Hey, it's as good as this is.
Well, at least you can hear me this time, so that's a start.
Yeah, it only took fucking 84 minutes, but we got it. Now I know why you wanted to start a half hour early, you sumbitch.
Oh yeah, always make sure there's no problems first. And there was, so that's good.
I mean, that's right, but no one's tuned in for the fucking first 20 minutes, and now we only got three guys just whacking off taking your job, so.
Yeah, hand job's still a job, even if it's on yourself.
As long as you're getting paid for it, I guess.
Yep, $40 a night. I'd go for about 5 hours and only make $40. Gee, wonder why I retired.
So, Joe, I hope you enjoyed that deathbed video talk.
For you, my friend.
You read anything? You guys are getting paid? No, Kyle does for whacking off on the internet and letting guys watch him.
I did read the comic that you told me to read, and I enjoyed it.
I didn't tell you to read. I demanded you fucking read it.
Well, it was good. I enjoyed it. What's funny about it is I'm not familiar with the subject matter. And the entire time I'm reading it, I'm thinking, man, this would be cool as a video game.
Hey, you ever play on the set? You ever have a Sega Saturn?
I did not. That's probably why I didn't play it.
I never had a Sega Saturn, but I bought the game for some reason. No. I got the computer version. That's right.
Okay. There's a PC version. I should check that out.
So what are we talking about? Since Joe's not here, and I'm not going to step on his toes and do the Blade series. That's why we talked about Satan's Little Helper. And we're not swinging into action this week. We're going to the old vending machine? Venting machine.
It's called Scud the Disposable Assassin.
Issue 1.
In The Kid with the Broken Halo.
More fog. So what's this issue about? Who are our characters?
You've got Scud. You've got Mr. Spider God, which appears to be the evil boss man. And then you have his assistant, which I don't believe that he's named.
Just underling guy.
Yeah.
So, and what happens?
So, he goes to this vending machine. He finds Scud. He puts in a shiny quarter. And out comes a fucking assassin for hire. Go figure.
Yeah, this is a universe where they have venting machines around where you can go and hire a robotic assassin to take care of what you need taken care of. So what does this underling need taken care of?
He needs somebody killed who keeps eating this guy's employees.
And who is this somebody?
I had trouble finding his name, to be honest with you. It just seemed
it's a lady. It's a lady monster.
That's a lady?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
And her name is Jeff.
Now I'm even more confused. I'm going to be honest, the action was a little confusing, but it was illustrated very well, so I enjoyed it.
Well, you are reading Scud, the Disposable Assassin, so that's to be expected.
So that's kind of the shtick here.
Yeah, it's a weird thing.
I dug it. I thought it was great.
It's the kind of Deadpool before Deadpool was Deadpool, kind of.
Okay, overly violent with some humor thrown in there.
Yeah. So him and Jeff, Scud and Jeff, get into a fight, and Scud gets some deer antlers rammed through him. So he pulls them out in front of a mirror and notices a sticker on his back that says something like, this unit will self-destruct on termination of target, or something like that. So you're just like, what? As soon as I kill this fucking guy, I'm dead too?
Right.
Fuck that. So he goes out, and Jeff's still trying to kill Scud. So he blows his arms and legs off, calls the ambulance.
Right.
And then they keep Jeff on life support so it stays alive but doesn't kill Scud. Now Scud has to pay to keep Jeff on life support. So after this first issue, it's about like him taking on mercenary missions and shit to pay to keep Jeff alive.
Right.
Pay the hospital bills and shit.
That's why at the end he says he has to go find another job.
Yes.
That's honestly a cool concept, and I really dug the illustration.
Yeah, I think this was the only issue, and there were only a certain number of them that were printed in color. Oh, besides, wow, the covers, this is a black and white comic.
That's a shame, because it looks really good. Very vibrant. I mean,
it's not bad in black and white. I think it might be the first time I've ever seen the inside pages in color. I sent you that link.
Oh, wow.
So it's not bad. It's a 90s comic. So, I mean, it was right smack dab in the alternative 90s black and white boom.
I actually think I'm going to actually read all 24 issues of this.
It's big. Where's the camera at? It's thick. It's like a phone book. But you can find it for like $20, though. It's Scud the Whole Shebang.
Okay.
And everything's in there. But it's good shit. Rob Schraub, he's the guy who created it. He went on to direct the Sarah Silverman Show, if you've ever heard of that.
Yeah, that's an interesting jump.
And he also wrote the movie Monster House.
Okay.
And Creepshow. He wrote a story for the first season of the TV show.
Sounds like a very diverse palette of work.
Yeah, it's different. And then Dan Harmon, the guy from Rick and Morty, which I'm not a fan of, but I know a lot of people are, he did some writing on a few of the books, too.
See, I like Dan, but I feel like it would be nothing without Justin.
So, I have no idea who the fuck that is.
Justin Roiland is the guy who does the voices for Rick and Morty and all the other characters.
Gotcha. Yeah, I know nothing about that shit. I watched a couple episodes and it's like, nah, not for me. Go Team Venture all the way. Fuck this shit.
You've talked about that enough that I might actually go back and watch Venture Brothers because I've never actually seen it.
Sure. They're coming out with a fucking movie and that's going to end it all. Luckily. I mean, it got not luckily, but it got canceled, and the fans uprose and said, we need a fucking end, damn it. So HBO said, all right, we'll make a movie.
Right, I'm excited for another Aqua Teen movie and that Metalocalypse movie, too.
Go Team Venture. Fuck the rest.
Now, is Venture Brothers, this is an honest question, because I think this is what it is, but I'm not entirely sure. Is Venture Brothers kind of like a spoof of Johnny Quest?
Yeah, it kind of started out as, like a teen adventurer, boy adventurer show. Okay. But then, dude, it just world builds and world builds and world builds. It goes into, like, superhero shit, and it's good. It's good shit. You like the fucking X-Men, so you're gonna watch this, and you'll love it.
Okay, cool. Yeah, for sure.
Very Tick-esque, but Venture Brothers is better.
I mean, there hasn't really been a whole lot that's ever gripped me from Adult Swim to that point. Like, Aqua Teen's one, but if you said, you've talked about it so much, and the fact that Joe shits on it so much, it makes me want to watch it more.
Yeah, no, Venture Brothers is great. Joe just doesn't like anything fun.
Yeah, Joe usually says, I didn't give a shit about the story or the characters.
Is that how he sounds, like Stan Lee?
Yeah, sometimes.
Goddamn slave driving, motherfucker.
That's why anytime Joe posts a negative movie review of something he watched that week, it's always like, did you give a shit about the characters, question mark?
Adult Swim, there's some stuff I like, but then they started doing like a lot of live action shit. And I was just like, like I was there at the beginning when it was Space Ghost Coast to Coast and then Cartoon Planet. Mm-hmm. Or was that Space Ghost Coast? Yeah, Space Ghost Coast to Coast and Cartoon Planet. And then they added Sea Lab and Aqua Teen. And then like Brack Show and Home Movies.
I love Home Movies.
It's all right. I don't know if I'd go back and fucking watch it now. No.
But I mean, I like Home Movies a lot. But given the choice between Home Movies and Bob's Burgers, I would still pick Bob's Burgers.
Yeah, I fucking hate that Bob's Burgers shit.
Really?
Yeah, that ain't for me, Doc. Go That's Team fair. Venture.
That's fair. I know, animation especially is very subjective.
Yeah, and I don't know. Fucking Bob's Burgers just comes off as like some younger generation hipster shit.
I can agree with that. That's fair.
It's like that ironic, not humor.
Yeah, I like that kind of really dry humor shit.
Yeah, you would, you fuck.
I mean, my favorite show ever on this planet is Workaholics, so.
Ugh. Garbage. But I'm glad you like it. Fuck that shit. That's like the epitome of smug fucking pricks that think they're funny, but they're not at all. Hate that shit.
I mean, I told you I like Rob Zombie movies, so are you surprised I like Workaholics? I didn't think so.
Nope.
Just babbling dumb shit.
Yeah. Hey, but we're all different, dog. Some that's a little more different than others. Like right now, you're sitting on your chair upside down.
Got my legs crossed, crisscross applesauce, or whatever they call it. Indian style, whatever the fuck it is.
Well, I don't know if any men call it that, but...
You know.
So you got a list. You like lists? We got a list.
I do have a list. I actually have honorable mentions this time.
Well, this is a list that you came up with. This was like your fifth fucking... This guy who claims to love and listen to this show all the time. I was just like, hey, since you're coming on last minute, hit me with a fucking list we can do. He's like, oh, how about this? We already did it. How about this? We did it. How about this? We did it. How about this? I thought you listened, motherfucker. That last week.
You're the Simpsons of podcasts whenever anybody suggests something. Simpsons did it, but it's THC Horror Crap Podcast did it.
You just gotta be creative. Unfortunately, you weren't very so.
Nah.
We're stuck with our top horror comedies.
Well, I mean, remember when you gave me the five questions you wanted me to ask you and I gave you the most basic shit ever, like, do you like cats? I mean, the bar was set pretty low, Tom.
No, but I mean, I forgot what that was for, but I'm sure it worked out. Oh, I know what it was for. We were ribbing on another podcast. Joe's buddy does another podcast. And he got mad that I was saying, oh, he stole the fucking top 10. How could he be so unoriginal and steal a top 10? Like, I invented a top 10 list. Like, it was clearly a joke, but he, like, took it to heart and got offended and shit. What's that there? You're breaking up down there. You gotta get that better internet.
I paid for 400 megabits. I don't understand what's happening.
What? Well, hey guys, we got a top 10 list. And Joe, if you're not watching or see this in the future, you should go and post your fucking list to the page. And Kyle's fucking gone. What now? What the fuck? I gotta do this? Oh, he's back. And now I got to try and add him. Or is he? Oh, he's already added. Yeah, okay, I'm still here. Kyle, are you there?
Yes, testing. 1, 2, 3. How's it sound?
It's fine, but okay, we've got very little left to go. So let's just trudge through it, sir. Okay?
Yes.
Thank you. So, honorable mentions for your list of horror comedies.
First, I have Zombieland.
I can't hear you. You're going to have to speak up, son.
Zombieland.
What?
Zombieland.
Can you speak up, please?
I can't tell if you're fucking with me or not. Zombieland.
Zombie what?
Zombieland.
Zombie Lake.
No, Zombie Land.
Lamb?
Land.
Land.
L-A-N-D.
Zombie Land.
Yeah.
The first one or the second one?
The first one. I didn't realize there was a second one.
Was that the one with Bill Murphy?
I don't know. It's got the kid Columbus and it's got
Emma. You don't know and it's an honorable mention?
I just like Columbus and I like Emma Stone.
What are you, that fucking kid from Satan's Little Helper?
Well, that's why it's on my honorable... That's why it's on my honorable mentions, because it's okay, but I'm not going to say it's my favorite. I mean, I thought that's what honorable mentions were for. I'm not going to say
you're my favorite, that's for sure.
I mean, that's fine. We know Joe's a better host, but I'm trying.
Mm.
What's your first honorable mention, Tom?
Oh, you say them all, you fuck. I thought you listened to this. You're always saying, oh, I love your podcast. Your podcast is so good. And you fucking don't even know what to do. Jesus Christ, say the other four, you fuck.
I get nervous on the spot, all right? But, okay, so I have my other honorable mentions. Speak up. The Evil Dead, sir.
Speak up.
The Evil Dead.
What about Bread?
Jesus, I can't tell if you're fucking with me or not, Tom.
Speak up, Kyle.
Jesus fucking Christ. You really can't hear me.
This is ridiculous.
What do you mean? You were just responding to me earlier.
You just got to speak up and quit whispering.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
We want audio. Clap, 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 clap.
God damn it.
What?
I said, God damn it. It's saying my audio is working. I think you're fucking with it.
All right, well, don't fuck with it, because now you just froze up.
What do you mean I just froze?
Kyle, get on with your fucking bread list or whatever the fuck you're doing. God
damn. The Evil Dead. Satan's Little Helper. Scream 4. And the reason why Satan's Little Helper is on there is because I didn't know if you'd agree with me if it was comedy horror.
That's all of them.
And Scream 4, yes.
Great honorable mentions, Kyle.
Yeah, that's why they were honorable mentions, because they're mediocre movies. Okay. Except for Evil Dead. I really do like that one, but again, I didn't know if you'd let me count that as comedy horror.
What? You're breaking up, Kyle.
I didn't know if you'd let me count Evil Dead as comedy horror.
Please fucking speak up.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
This motherfucker's about to get on my last nerve. Well, I'm a fan of horror comedies. I would say funny horror movies are my favorite kind of horror movies.
I'm glad.
I think I had 28 movies I wrote down before I said, that's enough. Just make your list off of what you have written down, because those are the first ones you thought of. So, here we go. My honorable mentions. I don't know if I would count this as a horror movie, per se. So, I gave it an honorable mention, and that is Megalodon Shark Attack 3. If you have not seen it, it is the greatest shark movie ever made. Once again, it's called Shark Attack 3 Megalodon. And then another one that has horror elements, but I really wouldn't consider it a horror movie, so it didn't make the list. And that is the Rudy Ray Moore classic, Petey Wheatstraw, The Devil's Son-in-Law. And then I have another one that I don't know if I would consider it a horror movie, even though the fucking re-release of the DVD was promoted heavily in Fangoria, and I don't know where else you would promote this movie other two than horror fans, but the classic Street Trash. And then I have another one that I don't know if it's a horror movie, but it has horror elements, and that's why I didn't make the list. The Greasy Strangler. And then I have the funniest and maybe the best out of the Friday the 13th movies, Friday the 13th Part 5, A New Beginning. Kyle, fuck's your number 10, and please speak up when you say it. God damn.
Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island.
You're going to like next week's episode.
Why is that?
So I'm going to rewatch it.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay, so my reasoning behind this is
You speak up!
You just answered me a second ago. I'm so confused. I'm literally yelling into this goddamn microphone right now.
No, you're not. You're trying not to wake somebody up.
God damn it, Tom. Okay, so Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island has great art, great music, and a great concept. And as a kid, I liked it. I like it now. Still holds up.
If I knew that Scooby-Doo shit counted, Ghoul School probably would have made honorable mentions.
I thought about you and picking Ghoul. I'm like, Tom's going to put Ghoul School in his list. I don't know why you didn't.
Well, at least Adrian Barbeau is in it, right?
Is that... I don't know voice actors from the 90s. I was like 7 when I watched this.
Well, my number 10 is the Adrian Barbeau classic Creepshow. I know, shockingly, it's not lower on the list, but Father's Day is pretty good, pretty great. The Crate's pretty good, and after that, it kind of goes downhill. The wraparound story's cool, but the shit with the roaches, whatever. Jordy Verrill, it has some good stuff in it, but I really don't like Stephen King, and I'm only just watching that to laugh at it.
Fair enough.
And what's the other one? The one with Ted Danson and fucking Naked Gun? It's okay. But the first two stories, The Crate and fucking Father's Day, those are fucking awesome. So, and the wraparound's good. But those other stories, I just can't get behind so much. Not Joe, number 9.
Scary Movie 3.
What is this, the third one?
Yes. And I liked it because it had Charlie Sheen, aliens, it spoofed The Ring, it had the most wild storyline. It was like the most ridiculous one, I think, except for maybe 5 when they had Dr. Phil. But it was really fun. It's probably the one that I've watched the most amount of times, especially because of The Ring spoof.
I wouldn't consider that a horror movie.
Yeah, but I mean, it's spoofs of horror movies, and it's
no,
comedy.
No, I get it. You didn't get your list right, but that's okay. My number 9 would be Blood Diner, the Jackie Kong classic. If you have never seen it, I would highly suggest it. If you're a fan of Blood Feast and never seen this movie, that would be shocking to me. Number 8.
I would Scream. I consider all of the Scream movies comedies because they are not to be taken seriously. They are fun for the sake of fun. And the first one had Matthew...
Kyle, are you there?
Yes.
Kyle? Kyle?
Yes!
Kyle?
I don't understand. It's literally saying that my audio levels are fine. You have to
Kyle,
be fucking
with
there?
Me.
Yes!
Hello?
Yes!
Kyle?
Yes.
Kyle.
Yes.
Kyle.
Yes. You really can't hear me.
Well, my number 8 is the Peter Jackson classic, The Frighteners. This was the one about ghosts. M. Michael J. Fox turning into a ghost. Pretty good. I like it. Like it enough to be number 8. If Kyle decides to talk into his microphone and or speak up, he'll let us know his number 7. Kyle, you there?
Jennifer's body.
Kyle.
Yes.
Kyle.
I feel like you're just acting like you can't hear me because
okay.
You're
well, my number 7 is another Peter Jackson classic. Dead Alive. Maybe one of the best. No, it is one of the best zombie movies. I would say Day of the Dead is better, but Dead Alive is right there behind it. Hopefully, Kyle's gonna quit being a fucking dickhead and let us know his number 6. Kyle, if you're there, would you mind speaking into the microphone or at least letting us know your number 6 or
arachnophobia?
God damn it, Kyle. Speak the fuck up.
I am speaking up.
Kyle.
Yes, Tom.
All right. Can't you? So, my number 6 is Leprechaun 3. This is the one where he goes to Las Vegas. But they really only go to Las Vegas for like 2 hours and steal shots. They're like jumping out of vans and just stealing shots fucking in Las Vegas, and then I guess they're just in some shitty hotel in fucking LA the rest of the time. But it's good. This is probably my favorite out of the Leprechaun movies. A lot of it has to do with nostalgia, but I like it. And I like the Leprechaun movies. Now, if Kyle will quit being a complete fucking cunt, he'll let us know his number 5. Kyle, are you there?
Deathgasm.
Kyle.
Yes.
Oh, okay. We got you.
God damn it. Deathgasm is just a all-out fun fucking
and movie. We lost him. God. Son of a fucking bitch. He did say Deathgasm, though, which I thought fucking sucked. However, that director made a movie that came out last year with Harry Potter called Guns Akimbo.
That's a good one.
It was my favorite movie of last year.
That was a really good movie.
I would highly suggest everybody not watching Deathgasm and just go watch Guns Akimbo.
I do like Guns Akimbo.
Kyle, are you there? Are you saying something?
Yes, I did like Guns Akimbo as well.
Kyle.
Yes.
All right. He's fucking around. So my number 5, we talked about it earlier, and that is The Texas Chainsaw Massacre Part 2, where you couldn't call the first one a comedy, you can definitely call the second one a comedy more than a horror movie. It would probably make my top 25 movies of all time. I can't remember if it made my top. I think it did make my top 10 movies. It definitely at least made my top 10 horror movies. I mean, at this point, it's kind of fucking like, why even bother? But Kyle, if you're there, number 4.
Dale and Tucker versus Evil.
Why the fuck am I even trying?
Have you seen this movie, Tom? It's a great movie. It's about these teenagers that accidentally keep killing themselves on this guy's vacation property.
I think he's just doing this shit to fuck with me at this point.
Why? We have different tastes, Tom. Why would you think
I can't hear you, Kyle? It looks like you're talking.
I just looked up the Facebook video. There is audio. You're fucking with me.
No, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I do. God damn it, fuck.
So what number are we on?
We're on number... This will be number 3.
What?
3.
What? Speak up. Oh, number 3. Number 4 is what you meant to say.
No, that was 4.
Number 4.
Oh, you're right.
So my number 4 is a classic. Not only is it a classic, but it's a fucking classic. and you can come on down and meet the Frankenhooker yourself in a couple weeks at the Houston Horror Film Fest. My number four, Frankenhooker. Kyle, what's your number three?
My number three would be Teeth. That movie's fucking hilarious.
I saw this in the theater, Kyle. They had this was showing at an art house theater because it didn't get many screens.
Right.
So I went to the Angelica Film Center in Houston, Tejas. And I think the leading actress's mother was sitting in front of us.
Oh, shit.
And the shit fucking sucked, Kyle.
Hey, man.
Fucking sucked. One of the, whatever year it came out of, one of the worst fucking movies of that year.
I thought it was pretty good. I mean,
Kyle, are you fucking talking or are you fucking with me?
I'm, Jesus fucking Christ.
Son of a bitch. Do you have a number three or can you write it on a piece of paper and hold it up?
The Kevin Smith classic, Tusk.
Postal?
Tusk.
What?
T-U-S-K. Tusk. Which I know you're fucking with me because you hate Kevin Smith.
You know what sucks?
What?
Like, you say you like this podcast, but the movies you're mentioning are fucking awful.
Hey, I don't know what to tell you, man. We got different tastes.
No, that makes me say, you know what? The reason no one's watching is because you fucking suck.
Well,
I'm not saying that about you. I'm saying that about me. Because you like this shit. And you like some garbage-ass fucking movies. So that's telling me I fucking suck.
Why?
Because you like this. You like this garbage podcast.
What? How does that? How does that reflect on you?
Because your taste sucks.
But just because we're friends, your taste has to influence
what
I like.
Who the fuck said we was friends?
All right. Well, maybe I did.
Can you speak up? God damn it, Kyle.
Yes, I can speak up for you.
Let me see if maybe I just got to turn my fucking headphones up. Maybe that's the problem. Hey, or Kyle.
Yes.
That was not the problem. Are you there?
Yes.
What's your number three?
My number three? What? I thought we were just on three.
I just wanted to spit when you said it.
You really confused me there, bud.
Well, Kyle, my number three is the holiday classic about a mutant killer snowman. One of my favorites, Jack Frost, starring Michael Keaton. You ever seen it?
I have when I was younger.
Michael Keaton turns into a snowman and sexually assaults Shannon Elizabeth in the bathtub.
It's a little weird.
Number two.
My number two will be Scream 4.
Is what?
Scream 4.
Scream 4?
Yes, I really like that series.
That was on your honorable mentions.
No, it was not. Scream 1 was my number 8.
Scream 4 was an honorable mention.
No, it was not. It was Zombieland, Evil Dead, and it was one other one. But I don't think it was Scream 4. That doesn't make any sense.
This motherfucker.
It doesn't make any sense. Why would I say that?
I miss you, Joe. Please get better soon.
Hey,
I really need you to fucking chicken soup and Sprite it up so you'll fucking be here next week and I never have to deal with this. The people voted. They don't want this motherfucker on here, Joe. They want you. I didn't want to fucking be on here, but you couldn't figure out how to make an option that says, how about Tom just fucks off?
Because I would have voted in the poll, and I would have fucking voted for that one. So I need you to fucking heal yourself. Head on over to the soul chamber if you need to. Fucking relax in that motherfucker for a bit. And please, God damn it, Joe.
Well, come back. I think everybody's telling me that I really fucked up on that one, and I got distracted and picked a second movie.
So, Kyle, did you say your number two? Because I didn't hear it.
Well, fuck. I guess I'll pick my. I don't have a number two then, because I fucked up and picked the same movie twice. I'm apparently not cut out for this.
Well, my number two, third time Peter Jackson made the list. And for my money, it's his best movie. And this one is in my top 10 movies of all time. And that is Bad Taste. One of the best. If you have not seen Bad Taste, highly suggest you watch it. Otherwise, you'll be like Kyle and have real fucking bad taste.
Hey, my number one's a good movie.
So what's your number one, Kyle? Yell it into the microphone.
American Psycho. With the Christian Bale classic.
Yeah, dude, I suck. I'm sorry. This is the last podcast I'm ever going to do. Bro, because your taste is fucking garbage.
If you don't like
Now I know this is garbage.
If you don't like American Psycho, there's something wrong with you.
There is something wrong with me, but American Psycho fucking sucks.
What don't you like about it?
Everything. Everything about the fucking movie.
See, Tyler Hinckley's in the chat saying I'm redeemed. He loves American Psycho.
Well, that's fine.
I'm just saying, that's a great
Everybody
movie.
Likes different stuff. Me? Don't like American Psycho. I'd much rather watch American Psycho 2 with the fucking That 70s Show girl and William Shatner.
I own that one on DVD.
Yeah, you would. Ugh. Well, my number one probably comes as no surprise if you've been following along. And it is one of my favorite movies, and that is Brain Damage, the Frank Henenlotter classic. If you have never seen Brain Damage, you are fucking up. And if you are listening to this podcast, you are fucking up. Dude keeps saying Return of the Living Dead, but Return of the Living Dead was ruined for me because of the gentleman in that movie named Brian Peck. Brian P-E-C-K. Look up Brian Peck, jail, or Brian Peck arrested, and then you will see why I don't really, you know, tend to put Return of the Living Dead on my list, because that kind of ruins the whole thing for me. I think he's friends with Victor Salva, but I don't know. He's definitely friends with Bryan Singer, though. Kyle,
that's why I don't watch the Jeepers Creepers movies.
I can't hear a fucking word you're saying, but that's okay, because this shit is over. I appreciate you coming the fuck on tonight and kind of doing this with me. I appreciate you listening. Don't appreciate your taste in movies, but that's
understandable,
okay, because everyone's different. You like what you like. I like what I like, and after today, I will never fucking talk to you again. So head on over to dwnproductions.net, look at masks and whatever the fuck's over there. I got DVDs, go fucking look at it, or don't. I just gotta say dwnproductions.net, so I promote it, and this counts as a write-off. When you're done with that, head on over to fastcustomshirts.com, where you can see shirts and shirts and shirts, most of them for only $10 plus shipping. So once again, for Joe, so he can write it off, fastcustomshirts.com. Kyle, where can they find you whacking off on the... Oh, you said you were retired, so what do you want to... Your YouTube show, or what
do
you
do? I do have a wrestling / juggalo show called the Kyle Driver Power Hour. This week, we are doing two different storylines of the Brothers of Destruction. It's Tuesday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
You don't get any, like, no one watching because something else going on Tuesday night?
No, I used to have lots of viewers. Well, I guess I did used to have lots of viewers, but now I have less. But
yeah, Tuesday night doesn't seem to be a day to do live streams anymore because some tough guys came in and took it over.
Yeah, but I go live pretty much towards the end of their stream. So
So you're just riding off there, trying to glom on to that. I get it.
I've been doing this show for 2 years. I'm happy that the boys are doing what they're doing, but I highly doubt the people that are watching
the show. No, I see it. I see the fire in your eyes. You're getting mad just me talking about it. So I won't talk about it anymore. Kyle, thank you for coming on. I appreciate it. Joe, please come back. I fucking need you here next week. I'm fucking sorry. Don't die. For the love of fuck, please. Everybody. Man. Appreciate you listening, watching, whatever. Boy Gob.
Yeah, you forgot to plug boygob.com. A long December, and there's reason to believe maybe this year will be better than the last. I can't remember the last thing that you said as you were leaving. Now the days go by so fast. It's one more day up in the canyons. And it's one more night in Hollywood. If you think that I could be forgiven, I wish you would. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. The smell of whippetles in winter, feeling that it's all a lot of oysters but no pearls. All at once you look across a crowded room to see the way the light attaches to a girl. One more night up in the canyons. And it's one more night in Hollywood. If you think you might come to California, I think you should. Na na na. Na 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 na. Drove up to Hillside Manor sometime after 2 a.m. and talked a little while about the year. I guess the winter makes you laugh a little slower, makes you talk a little lower about the things you could not show her. A long December, and there's reason to believe maybe this year will be better than the last. I can't remember all the times I tried to tell myself, hold on to these moments as they pass. It's one dead day up in the canyon. And it's one more night in Hollywood. It's been long since I've seen the ocean. I guess I should. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Na 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 na. Na na na. Na 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 na. Yeah. Yeah.